Abraham is named. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord God appeared to him, and he said, I am God Almighty. Walk in my ways and be perfected. I will make my covenant with you. Now a covenant is a set of promises. I will make my covenant with you, and your people will increase greatly. Now if God makes his promises, he's definitely going to keep them. Abraham knelt down, put his face to the ground, while God talked to him, saying, I will keep my covenant, my promises, with you. No longer shall you be called Abraham, because from you shall many peoples be descended. Your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will keep my covenant, my set of promises, with you, and my covenant shall be everlasting with you and with your seed, that is, with your descendants, throughout all the generations. To you and to your seed, that is, your descendant, I will give the land of Canaan, the land in which you are a stranger, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Now, in the New Testament, we're told that Jesus was the special descendant or seed of Abraham, and that by being baptized into Jesus, we also become part of the seed of Abraham. And that means that the promise of everlasting life and inheriting the land forever, that is made to us. Now, God keeps his promises. Abraham died and he didn't receive the land of Canaan or the land of Israel forever. But God keeps his promises, so it has to be that he will be resurrected, and along with all his true children, those who've had the faith of Abraham and have been in our age baptized into Jesus, that we will all inherit forever the land that was promised to Abraham. Well, Abraham bowed down and laughed to himself, saying, can a man who's 100 years old have a son? And Sarah, who is 90, can she have a child? Then God said, Sarah, your wife, will have a son, and you will call him Isaac, which means laughing. With him and with his children after him, I will make my everlasting covenant. And it happened that when Abraham was sitting in the entrance to his tent in the plains of Mamre, that the Lord appeared to him. Three men came to him in the heat of the day. Abraham raised his eyes and saw the three men. He ran to them and bowed to the ground and said, My lords, if I have found favour in your sight, don't pass away. Please, let me fetch a little bit of water and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I'll bring some food for you, and then you can go on your way. So Abraham hastened into the tent where Sarah, his wife, was sitting, and he said, quickly, quickly, get ready 3 measures of fine flour, knead it, bake cakes upon the fire. And then he ran to the herd. He was an old man, don't forget. He was running around. And he fetched a good and tender calf. Abraham then took butter and milk and put the food before the men. Where is Sarah, your wife? They asked him. She's in the tent, Abraham said. One of the men said, Sarai, your wife, shall have a son. Sarah was in the tent door, and she heard this. She and Abraham were old, and they were beyond the time for having children. Sarah laughed to herself, and God said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh, saying, she's too old to have a child? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, Sarah shall have a son. Sarah denied that she laughed. She said, I laughed not. But the angel said, no, but you did laugh. So it later turned out that these three men were not men, they were angels. And in the New Testament we read that some people have entertained angels unawares.